guest. My next guest was up early today online getting tickets for the Sundance Film Festival so she could be first in line to see the new documentary, Hillary. Very exciting. Very exciting. Julie Gundlach here, the director of the Independent Women's Forum, Center for Progress. She's the Center for Progress and Innovation. Julie, welcome back. How are those tickets? Did you get good seats?
So tired.
Hillary, 4 hours of Hillary. I mean, good God.
Can you imagine?
Make it stop.
But she'll find a way to kill you. She'll find a way.
Yeah, make it stop. All right. So I'm congratulations on the tickets, Julie.
Thank you.
Rooting for you. All right. So I talked about this with you some time ago. The big attack on vaping in this country. And vaping has helped literally hundreds of thousands, millions of people get off
millions.
From cigarettes, right? Get
yes,
off from
millions.
Cigarettes. And cigarettes in America this year will kill 450,000 people, give or take, because the diseases associated with smoking cigarettes is still a devastating impact on our health in this country. But despite all of that, governors starting in Michigan and then the president all discussing getting rid of flavored vaping and all of these things because kids are using vaping equipment to do whatever kids do, right?
That's right.
But
that's
I
right.
thought at the time, in Michigan alone, it was $980 million last year that came in tax revenue, $980 million
right.
for tobacco taxes. None of that's available on vaping. And I thought at the time, gosh, there's
weird?
A lot of money up for grabs here.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how they want to ban, so, you know, you go into a 7-Eleven or you go into any convenience store gas station, and rows of cigarettes. That seems to not be under attack, but they want to ban the very thing that not only helps people kick the habit, but actually reverses the harms, the health harms that have been done from smoking. You look at the evidence. There's evidence, but also anecdotes from people who switch from smoking to vaping. They go to the doctor, and you know they don't have any lung problems anymore. They are able to breathe easier, no coughing. Doctors have actually said that it is astonishing to see the reversals in the lung conditions and other health problems from people who switch to vaping. And yet, public health is out to get the vaping industry. They really want to shut it down. You know, President Trump tried to come up with a compromise. I'm really impressed watching him. He was, said, "Hey, we have to make these things illegal. We have to get rid of these things." And then after he really talked to experts outside of the White House, he had some very, very bad advice within the White House. But once he can, talk to folks outside of the White House, he really started to see that banning these things could nurture and grow a black market, which is exactly why we had the lung problems, the lung diseases that killed people, because people were buying things.
That's right. It's not off the counter, over the counter, right. or off the shelf. It's stuff that's coming from the back room in the guy's
that's
garage, right?
That's right. That's right. And so if you ban it, do you think there aren't going to be massive imports of black market products from China? I mean, it's insane. This is how you kill people, is you ban a legal, regulated, and people act like, and actually, Secretary Azar actually has said, these things are on the market illegally. No, they're not. FDA is allowed to make these sort of compromises for things like new
right.
innovative products.
Well, I also want to touch on something else that you wrote about here just recently in the last few days, and that is a working paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research confirming what many people would have already conceived of. When you tax e-cigarettes massively, people go back to smoking. It could prevent,
right.
It could dissuade as many as 2.75 million adult smokers from quitting at all. And I couldn't believe I got into your article here. Not that I couldn't believe I got into your article, but I couldn't believe what I read in your article. I'm kidding. You are fun, Gundlach. You are fun. And that is Minnesota wanted to tax vaping products at 95% of the wholesale price. I'm sorry, they want to double the price of the product?
Right. It is astonishing. And look, this is not some sort of InfoWars conspiracy to say that the reason vaping is under attack by some of these states is because it is cutting into their revenue, okay? Smoking traditional cigarettes is at a historic low.
Correct.
And that is among teens and adults. People are simply not smoking anymore. Now, vaping is going up, and part of the reason is because of the switch. We're seeing people switch from smoking to vaping. And so these states are like, oh, holy hell, I'm losing revenue. So, of course, they want to tax the thing people are switching to.
Make no mistake. If if these lawmakers were serious about public health, right?
Right.
If they wanted to get serious about public health, they would just ban cigarettes. I mean, they would make cigarettes illegal.
And look, you know what they would also ban? They would ban alcohol.
Correct.
Because kids are drinking, right? Because
right.
because the reasoning here
and motor
is,
vehicles.
Oh boy, 5.7% of teens are smoking or are vaping, so we have to ban the whole thing, right? And so, and ignore the health benefits, ignore that it's helping smokers. You know, it's really interesting to me that the one addict out there that public health does not care about are nicotine addicts.
Well, because
they don't
of the
care
money.
About adult smokers.
It's because of the money. You nailed it. When one state, my state, brings in just shy of $1 billion a year from that source, how do you replace that? And the answer is you don't. So therefore, cigarettes will remain legal. Cigars will remain legal. Snuff will remain legal because there's no way to replace that tax revenue in any foreseeable
fashion. And you will kill the competition. This is what states are doing. They are helping big tobacco. You want to know who's helping big tobacco? The Michigan governor and Bloomberg, who's putting billions of dollars behind these anti-smoking campaigns, and public health private organizations like the American Lung Association, American Cancer Association. These organizations make money off the smoke, off the cigarette tax as well. And so everybody has an incentive here to kill the competition.
Correct.
It is a sad, sad reality.
Julie Gundlach, the director of the Independent Women's Forum and the Center for Progress and Innovation. Julie, always a good conversation. Hey, by the way, after you see the documentary 4 hours straight of pure pleasure of Hillary, just write us a little comment on that, would you please?
I will be dead. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know that I'll be able to do that.
And people get too close to the Clintons, you know what happens.
That's right.
All right. Julie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Julie Gundlach, always a fun and entertaining. Still to come today, Liz Peek, two of my favorites back to back. I must be living right. Huh? It's the Steve Gerber Show.